Hi, I'm Ray Hager, and welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Seth Richardson. He's the political reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal, and our pundits are Bob Barango and Don Tatro. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmaker.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, I'm Ray Hager with Nevada Newsmakers, and our guest today is Seth Richardson, the political reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal. Welcome to you, Seth, and thanks for coming in.
Ray, thanks so much for having me.
Well, you know, I wanted to start off with this, is that I thought this was quite interesting that Senator Dean Heller of Nevada announced that he was not going to run for governor. It's always been in the back of people's minds that he would. And he said he would stay in the U.S. Senate. What do you make of that? Why is he ruling out a run for governor now so early when the election isn't until 2018?
Well, I think he's definitely getting comfortable there in the U.S. Senate. He's, you know, almost served a whole term now. And I think he really does like it, you know, out there talking with him. I talked about it. But I also think it has to do with kind of the national landscape. He was one of the most vulnerable, you know, this was the swing seat. Like, this was the only kind of pickup seat either way for the Democrats in 2018. With an incumbent being in there, it makes it much harder for a Democrat to actually take that seat.
That's right. You know, years ago when I had your job, I did a story on Dean Heller and his auto racing because, you know, his dad, Blackjack Heller, was a renowned dirt track racer in Carson City when Dean was growing up, and his dad was a mechanic, and Dean helped in his shop from time to time, and he was really, really a good race car driver. And then I thought that he would either become, you know, get on the NASCAR circuit or become the governor. Now, that isn't happening. You know, one of the theories I have about it, Seth, is maybe this opens up a position to run for governor by Adam Laxalt, because the latest I've heard from Mark Amaday, who also was considered a gubernatorial candidate, that he would like to run for attorney general if Adam Laxalt runs for something else. And I think now the only thing left is governor. What do you think, Adam Laxalt for governor for the Republicans in 2018?
I think it's, you know, it definitely opens a lane for him. You know, everybody was kind of expecting that it was going to be this, you know, knockdown, drag out fight in 2018 for the governor's race. And now everybody's kind of getting in a lane now, it seems. I think it would probably be Laxalt's race to lose. But you do have Mark Hutchison, who might want to go for that as well.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not a done deal that this is Adam Laxalt's by any stretch. But I do think that he would probably be the favorite as of right now, you know, if Amaday stays out, of course, and we have Heller staying out. So I think it does really open the lane for him. And it makes it even more likely because he's not going to have this kind of brutal primary fight. At least as of right now, he won't. And the Democrats—
You're talking Laxalt?
I'm talking Laxalt.
Well, you mentioned Hutchison.
Hmm.
So I think Hutchison is a real, I don't want to say I forgot about him, but I guess I did. But he, I mean, really, you know, he's the lieutenant governor, so he's easy to forget. But he would be a formidable candidate. and has expressed interest in some ways in running for governor in the past.
Absolutely. So Laxalt really has kind of that name pedigree. You know, everybody knows the Laxalt name. Yeah. There's the Laxalt brand in Nevada. Nobody, you know, everyone knows the Laxalt. What Hutchison does have to his advantage, though, is a really good fundraising mechanism. He's got, you know, a lot of Southern fundraisers that he can really use and really build up a war chest. And we all know, you know, money talks and money walks in politics.
Right. And he most likely would have the backing of current Governor Brian Sandoval, and that would open up a lot of purse strings if you're running for governor. What about the – I want to ask you about the Democrats in 2018. It seems now it's Washoe County – or excuse me, Clark County Commission Chair Steve Sisolak and really nobody else. Harry Reid tried to get him to run 2 years ago against Sandoval, and he declined. What do you think about it on the Democratic side for 2018?
And yeah, I mean, you know, Sisolak has a, you know, really large war chest as well already. I think he's probably going to get into it. I think the one you could see possibly try to go for it is Senate Majority Leader Aaron Ford. I think you really could see him, you know, try to make that jump to an executive branch. You know, he's a very astute politician, and I think he would make a, you know, he'd probably make a formidable candidate, especially, you know, with the grassroots down there. The big challenge for both of those guys, though, is Sisolak and Ford or anybody else, any other really Southern Democrat, because it's probably going to have to be a Southern Democrat who runs, is what is your name recognition up here in Washoe and the rules for that matter? You know, because you are going to need some Washoe votes to do that. It's an off year. It's a midterm year. So you don't have, you know, that you're not going to have that high turnout base of presidential years where you do have typically more Democrats showing out, especially young kids, college kids, that kind.
Well, you know, it seems like 2018 is really gearing up to be a very interesting election because it will be led by this this gubernatorial race. You recently interviewed outgoing Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid. How did that go?
Well, it went great. We're still waiting on a story to come out, just kind of trying to craft everything. And what I really liked doing was finding out a little more about Harry Reid as the person, as the human kind of thing. You know, everybody looks at Harry Reid and
that must have been hard.
No, you know, he does open up. I mean, he likes talking. And, you know, the guy that Harry Reid is in public, he is in private as well. I mean, he's the same kind of guy. So that was kind of what I set out there to do. And, you know, the one thing I noticed about him, I'll share this real quick, is he's kind of a jokester. He really makes a lot of jokes.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's talk about it right after we take this break. We'll be right back with RGJ political reporter Seth Richardson after these brief words.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
We're back with Seth Richardson. He's the Reno Gazette Journal political writer. I'm Ray Hager with This is Nevada Newsmakers. And Seth, we were talking about outgoing Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid. You spent some time with him. He does have a wry sense of humor. What is he going to do in the future?
Well, he hasn't really said yet, and I frankly don't know. I mean, I wish I knew, but I don't have a crystal ball, and I don't think anybody really has a crystal ball except for the, you know, now that he's officially out, he can kind of really start putting that in motion. You know, he's mentioned being a columnist for a newspaper before. On his way out, he really was expressing a lot of admiration for the press, you know, especially the need to kind of check Donald Trump and check the government and all that. So, I mean, I could see him doing something like that in the future, but I don't think he's – I think there's zero chance of him being a lobbyist of any kind. He's not going to run for anything, I doubt. I mean, why would you? You know, he loves the Senate, so why would he run for anything else? So frankly, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine.
Okay, you know, his replacement is Catherine Cortez Masto, former Attorney General for Nevada, and you had a recent interview with her about what she's going to do when she gets to Washington as Nevada's newest U.S. Senator. And frankly, some people thought that that your interview was too aggressive. You know, she was, but I got to go back and say she had no policy outline. She had no bill to champion. Some people say it might have been too aggressive, but others would commended you and for asking her the tough questions right off the bat, which she apparently really had no answer for. And it, on a level of being a citizen, that's somewhat disturbing to me.
Well, for anyone who thinks I'm being too aggressive, it's literally my job to be aggressive. If I'm not aggressive, then we get nothing but puff pieces, and nobody wants that. You know, I think she was being careful more than anything. She's very smart. I mean, everyone knows she's smart. I've talked with her multiple times. So I think she is kind of in that process of really sort of making this plan out. And she did say she's going to come on, you know, this homecoming tour and go around and talk to the state and whatnot and kind of develop it from that. So I do think she was in the process of that. Now, you know, the way that some people look at it, though, is, okay, well, shouldn't you have had that plan, you know, when you were elected? So, yeah, it could be troubling to some people. I could see that.
But, you know, you make a good point about her being careful. Because interviewing her for so many years, as I did as the previous RGJ political writer, that's what I got out of her. You know, she's not really good with the media, but she's not nasty. She's, you know, somewhat cooperative, but she just doesn't give you the Sacco quotes that you would like from an interview. But I just thought she would have more to say than she did. She really didn't have a lot to say other than scripted things through the campaign, in my opinion. And what do you think? And there was the time when she didn't tell the media about her trip to rural Nevada. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they say that, well, we didn't want all this media exposure. But when you go to rural Nevada, all you're talking about is like the guy from the Winnemucca paper and another, you know, woman from the Elko Daily Free Press. It's not like it's a big media horde out there, but, you know, I think she missed an opportunity to connect with local media and local people who kind of push political thought in rural Nevada.
Well, and I think it showed in her totals in the rules and even up here. I mean, you look at the election and Hillary Clinton won Clark County and Washoe County. Well, Catherine Cortez Masto only won Clark County. So that's kind of the criticism there from a lot of people is, oh, well, she only cares about Clark. And it showed in the vote totals. You know, every other, you know, county in the country went for Joe Heck. But to your point about her being careful, I think it's just, you know, that's her style. She's just kind of a careful politician. I think we're so used to, you know, the Harry Reids and whatnot who kind of come out gunslinging and say whatever they want. And, you know, that's their style. I don't think that is her style. I think she's a little more she's careful about it. She's I don't want to say calculating. That makes it sound nefarious or something. But she really thinks a whole lot about, you know, OK, what, you know, what are the optics of this?
She thinks a whole lot about what she's not going to say. No, I want to go on to now we have a Democrat and a Republican as our U.S. senators like we did before. But, you know, without Harry Reid, we lose, it seems, a lot of power and influence in Washington. And maybe what are your thoughts with Heller being now the senior senator and Catherine Cortez Masto, the junior senator from Nevada?
Well, yeah, we do lose a lot. I don't think anybody can argue that we're not losing a ton. You know, the state itself is losing a ton by losing Harry Reid. I mean, he's the top dog in the Senate. He was, you know, Obama's guy on the Hill. That's, you know, it sucks to lose that any time a president is gone or a senator is gone. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing about Heller now, though, is that he's kind of a more moderate Republican. And you've got these more conservative Republicans really coming out. And now with it being such a close, you know, a close divide between Democrats and Republicans, a couple of Republican votes can really swing some stuff. And Heller could be one of those votes.
That good point, Seth. We got to cut it off right there. Thanks for coming in. Thank you, Seth Richardson, Reno Gazette Journal.
Thanks for having me.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lorianne, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature Build Your Own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, we're back on Nevada Newsmakers with our pundit panel today. First, let me introduce to you Don Tatro of the Builders Association of Northern Nevada, and also Bob Barango, former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly. Welcome to you both, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay,
thanks.
We were just talking with the RGJ Seth Richardson about the future of Nevada politics, in a way, about who's going to run for governor and who's going to run for this and that. And Senator Dean Heller has come out and said there's no way he's going to run for governor. It kind of shocked me that he would come out with this now. Bob, what do you think? What do you think about Heller's announcement that he won't run for governor and he's going to stay in the Senate? Does it open the did the Republicans get together and do you think and decide, well, you can run. You should run for this, and you should stay here. And what's your opinion?
I doubt that happened. I suspect that being the majority party in the U.S. Senate is a lot more fun than being a minority party, and that's where he is now. So he decided maybe to stay in Washington for a while.
Well, good point with that, Don. What do you think about Heller working together with Catherine Cortez Masto now that Harry Reid has left the scene?
I'm interested to see how they work together. I hope they work well for the state of Nevada. I anticipate they will. Heller's in a unique position now, senior senator, and he's got some great committee seats, and we'll see how that plays out. But I'm a little it's hard to sit here already and talk about upcoming campaigns. I feel like we just got
you guys are tired.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's tired.
Campaign fatigue, but no. I agree. I don't think they all sat around and got together about who's going to run for what, but it's also a time where if you're not going to run for it, and you know that already, to let the others sort of start sniffing around and see if there's support for them in their own parties.
Okay. Bob, what do you think the future with Adam Laxalt, our current attorney general, do you think that the door is now open for him to run for governor in 2018, or do you think that perhaps he needs more seasoning and should stay another term as our attorney general?
Well, Governor Bryan was attorney general once, and then he ran for governor. And he was governor once and ran for the U.S. Senate. So there is a track record in the state for people doing that. It's up to Adam Laxalt to decide what he wishes to do. And obviously, he was an unknown commodity before he became attorney general. So I don't know that experience, longevity of experience matters in this race. It's how you can position yourself.
Okay.
I think in politics, longevity or experience is a negative. Unlike most careers, significant experience makes you a career politician. So he's positioned himself uniquely to run for that.
And Bob, let me ask you, Mark Hutchison, the current lieutenant governor, he seems to have ambitions to be governor. Do you see a Laxalt versus Hutchison smackdown in the GOP primary?
Well, I think the Republicans have several people. I mean, we haven't talked about Mark Amity. Mark has expressed in the past that he would like to come home and be governor. So I suspect there's another name to throw out there also, Mark Amity.
About that, I had just read, or it was in a conversation, but now Mark Amity, our U.S. Congressman in District 2 in Nevada, he also said when he ran for governor, when he said he'd like to run for governor, he said he would also like to run for attorney general. So if Adam Laxalt does indeed run for governor, that would open up a seat or a place for Mark Amity to run for the AG's office.
Well, as we said a minute ago, this is all too early to talk about a lot of this stuff, but it is, it's a chess game again.
Yeah, but I think that Amity does have a palpable disdain for Washington, and he's articulated that on many occasions. So, if he stays there and fights a good fight or comes home, I think he's likely to come home in some capacity.
Do you think it can help Nevada, or Amity could leverage something for Nevada in the new administration, since he was, he headed the Donald Trump campaign in Nevada? Even though he lost Nevada, he did head his campaign and his loyalty.
Absolutely. I think he's the only one of our elected officials who positioned themselves in a positive light in the Trump campaign right now. Now, how that plays out, nobody knows. But out of everyone here, he was the only supporter. I think also as well as Laxalt, but for a lot of the lands issues and different things that Amity works on, I think that'll be a significant ally.
Okay. Now, Bob, Senator Dean Heller came out and said that he will work with the Trump administration. Now, he wasn't a Trump backer before. What do you make of his statement that he's willing to work with the Trump administration?
Well, I think anybody who's in Congress on either side should be working with the presidential administration. Now, they may have differences of opinion on different ideas, but they need to work with them. And I think that being in the Republican Party, he's got a bigger shot to work with the president-elect and to make sure that his agenda gets through. It benefits him also, Heller also, and it would benefit Nevada greatly.
Okay. Guys, we got to wrap it up right here. Thanks for coming on today, and we'll be right back after this.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Thanks for listening. On our next broadcast, we'll have Trey Abney. He's the Director of Government Relations for the Chamber of Reno-Sparks in Washoe County, and we'll be talking about the upcoming Nevada legislature.